Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's start with the game last night. Heck of a game. Jimmy G looked like Jimmy G had worked magic and delivered the 49ers a big come from behind victory over the Green Bay Packers. But they left Aaron Rodgers 37 seconds and no timeouts, by the way. And that was enough for him to move them into field goal position. Mason Crosby hits the 51-yarder, I believe, and the game is over. Green Bay wins. I'll say this quickly, then I know you want to get loose. Rodgers is back. All right, I've seen enough. He's engaged. He's back playing to his high level. He clearly wants to win. You saw how animated he was on the sidelines after they won it. He was hyped. So he's back after that first week debacle. Two solid weeks, more than solid, two very good weeks. And Aaron Rodgers, as we know him, is back.
I'm glad you started there with the animated Aaron Rodgers and how jubilant and excited he was that they won the game, because that's the kind of game that the Packers don't win. You know, they go to San Francisco, right. They were up 17-0. They blow it. They let the 49ers win that game. And then you go, okay, well, you know, they're just okay. They'll win their game, but they're not going to be in the hunt for anything when it comes down to it. But I'm here to tell you today, if you're a Packers fan, you should be ecstatic. Not only that, you should get down on your hands and knees right now and thank your maker that you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers didn't go anywhere. Aaron Rodgers cares about winning football for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers wants to win. He does. He could have been deflated and said the defense gave it up at the end. What do you want me to do? But that's not who Aaron Rodgers is. He always believes there's a chance. And that's what the Packer fans have today. They have a chance. You know how many teams don't have a quarterback, don't have a chance, don't have a real chance to get to the big dance or have a chance to win a Super Bowl?
Hell yeah.
There are a lot of good players out there, a lot of good quarterbacks. Hell, the Lions had Matthew Stafford for 12 years. They couldn't even win a playoff game.
Wow.
My point is, Aaron Rodgers, the fully engaged, the reigning MVP, is alive and well. All those fake and phony former NFL analysts who get on television and radio and poo-pooed him and questioned him and told you they didn't know, oh, I need to see another week or two before I can make a decision on what Aaron Rodgers is. Poppycock! You didn't need to see. It was a bad day at the office. He looks great. And if you're a Packer fan today, how in the world could you not have your chest stuck out and bass in your voice? Aaron Rodgers' performance last night, it moved me. For clearly, about 7 years, Chris, I tried to convince my now divorced wife that you can get the job done in 37 seconds with no timeouts. Aaron Rodgers did it. And you know what? I'm a reporter. I'm not a fanboy. Not at
really?
All. And you know that.
Really?
All right. But
could have fooled me.
I'm going to admit, after last night's moving performance, for a millisecond, I felt like a Packers fan. And I even considered drinking his bath water. That's how moved I was on Aaron Rodgers. It was euphoric if you watched that game on television and you said to yourself, The Packers can make it to the NFC Championship game again. The Packers can get to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers can win an MVP. Oh my goodness. Chris Broussard, through this Zoom, can you pass me a cigarette, some baby oil, and some Kleenex? Because this has just been too much.
Oh.
I'm not ashamed to say it. That was uncomfortable.
Hey, the last time somebody said that.
That was awkward.
The last time somebody said that, it cost me my job. I just want you to know. And we both know him very well.
Oh, man. Right. Well, Rob, look. I'm not going to go half as far as you went. Aaron Rodgers was great, you know, but it's what we expect from Aaron Rodgers. It's what we expect from the guy that, until Pat Mahomes entered the league, was inarguably the best we've ever seen throw the football. I guess Dan Marino would be in that conversation too. But here's the thing. We're not going to praise him for having a great regular season game. A great comeback. He might get the MVP. I don't think he'll win it this year, but I'm saying that would be his reward. But he's at a level where there's only one thing to get you the ultimate praise. And that's a Super Bowl win. Not a Super Bowl appearance. Not an NFC title game appearance. Not even a second MVP award or back-to-back MVP awards. That's nice. It's good. But you're at a higher level. LeBron James isn't going to get praised for getting the Lakers to the championship, the finals. He's got to win it to get praised. Kevin Durant's not going to get praised for getting the Nets to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. He's got to win it. And we're just talking about a regular season game last night. It was good. That's all you can do at this point, right? He can't win the Super Bowl now. Can't win the NFC now, so I get that. But my point is just this, Rob. He's just at that level where the bar is so high that is what it'll take to really move people beyond yourself about Aaron Rodgers. He's playing great. And he's already back in the MVP hunt. It's early.
But he's back in the race. There's no doubt
right.
He's in the race.
But Matt Stafford, and this is ridiculous after three games, but if you gave it right now, it'd be Matt Stafford.
Yeah, but Matt Stafford could easily also be
Russell Wilson. It's so early. I mean,
Russell Wilson from a year ago. Right.
Yeah, well, Mahomes will probably get back in it. Derek Carr is somewhat in it. Josh Allen all of a sudden is back to his old self.
Look at the points they're putting up.
Great yesterday. So it's so early in Rodgers. But Rodgers, that first game is erased. It's not going to work against the, you know, he's back
it's
in
like
the
when
MVP
he had
hunt.
The Tampa Bay game, the bad game in Tampa. That didn't cost him, right?
Exactly.
You could have one bad game. You can.
But my point is just that the reason people question me. You mentioned former athletes who were out there, and those were the harshest critics. I mean, some people in the media, I questioned, okay, is he in? You know, after an offseason like that, can you come back? There were others. But the harshest critics, Rob, you know this, were former players and coaches. But the reason they're questioning that is because of what happened in the offseason and all, and does he even still want to be there? But he looked like he was all in yesterday. If not for the entire organization, and certainly for his players and coaches. And so he's back. But like I said, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, he's just at that level where it's like, yeah, that was great. But you know what I mean? Like, it just is. It's the greatest are at that level, Rob. We can name the players in every sport that every year they step on the field, the court, the diamond, more so the field and the court, is championship victory or bust. It's a compliment to be in that group, you know. But that's where it is with Rodgers, Rob.
No doubt. It's just all I'm saying is for people who might have questioned or wonder where he was, and Chris, I was glad that you started with the emotion. You don't do right. that if you're not invested. Am I right?
No,
you don't
do that. He definitely looked
invested.
He
was thrilled yep. to get a win in San Francisco with 37 seconds. Seriously. Not
well,
much
think,
gets accomplished
Rob,
in 37 seconds. Not much.
Well, we do know why your marriage ended. but beyond that, I think he was so hyped, Rob, because we talked about it last week. The Niners, when healthy and with Jimmy G, have owned Aaron Rodgers and
that's
the Packers
why it was a
the
big
last
win
few years.
There.
Exactly. So he knew. And, Rob, they also matched. I would say they actually were more physical than the Niners yesterday at the line of scrimmage.
I agree.
They were all over Garoppolo, right? They ran the ball well. Like
no, they did everything. They
probably
played
well. Excited Rodgers. Yeah,
no doubt. And all Devontae right. Adams is what a great receiver he is too.
I'm Chris. Shocked I mean, he got back in the game. Though.
Yes, and,
with that
and
hit. I mean, I'm not shocked he wanted to, but usually right. they wouldn't let you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he probably had to answer the right questions, and you know what I mean. And he probably because they can't be fudging it. They can't put him yeah. out there just to fudge it. But
all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How impressed were you with Aaron Rodgers' performance last night? And here it is.
Was it
more
to the
point?
Was it bathwater worthy or not? No.
No.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin Fields, the number one draft pick for the Chicago Bears. And really, Rob, that's a franchise that has not had good quarterbacks. And Justin Fields was supposed to, and may still do it. We're certainly not writing him off. But
no,
he is the guy
young.
That they have hopes in, right, to resurrect that franchise and be their first great quarterback, gosh, in decades.
But
and so he gets his first start yesterday in Cleveland, and it's ugly.
But a
it
lot
was
of people
26
Chris,
to 6.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see the numbers right? 6 for 20.
Yep.
68 yards passing. He got sacked 9 times.
For 67 yards, right?
67 yards in losses. So their passing game had 1 yard overall. They ran for 46 yards. So as a team, they managed 47 yards. It was just bad all the way around. And Rob, you said it to Ralph. We talked about this last week. Now, let me throw this out first, though. A good amount of this is on Matt Nagy because I don't think they used him right. I think with a guy that's that mobile, you need to get him on the move, some rollouts, some bootlegs.
Yeah,
I thought they could have used the tight ends, which can be a safety net for a young quarterback. They didn't do much of that either. And then obviously that woeful offensive line, which we all knew was horrible, but that was bad too. That said, you can't take the responsibility also off of Justin Fields. Like, yes, some Nagy deserves some blame. The offensive line deserves some blame.
He didn't play well
either.
And
so does Fields, right. But you can't – some people are trying to say Fields had nothing to do with it. No.
Nah,
I mean, he was out there. He's the guy that played. So, go ahead, Rob.
You know why? Because if Fields would have played well, Chris, then they wouldn't have said, oh, you can't give him credit.
Right.
It was Nagy.
It was – exactly.
Right? Come on. You can't do it like that. Stop it with that. Well, you want to try to – act like he's totally exonerated.
Right.
And I was bothered a little bit. If I'm Cleveland, I forgot who the player who gave him the linebacker who said they were using him wrong. Did you see those quotes?
Oh, Myles Garrett, the 4.5 sacks.
Yeah, yeah. Myles Garrett. And I'm like, Myles, can you not worry about trying to coach the Bears quarterback and let them do what they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, I would have done
well,
this.
He said
I
it after
like,
the game.
Like, it was crazy. Like, I just wouldn't have gone into such detail of what they need to do to try to help them out. Do you know what I mean? That
right.
can come back to get you, Chris, down the road. Let them stumble.
Right.
I don't care. I'm not helping them. I don't think they used them right, but I'm not going to go into any detail is what I'm saying. Anyway,
right.
I think we were right, spot on. Nagy had all the reasons in the world to put him out there to catch lightning in a bottle. His job is on the line. They just haven't won, and maybe this kid is what they hope he's going to be, Chris, which is a franchise quarterback that lifts up the Bears, right? And we kept saying, they must know something we don't know because it looks
right.
like this is so obvious. And when you don't play somebody and it's so obvious, then he must not be ready.
Right, that's what exactly.
And I heard people go, once he gets the job, he'll never come out again. I was like, really? You haven't seen him.
Well, Rob, this is why Matt Nagy said Andy Dalton's still our starting quarterback. And I said it. There's some protection of Justin Fields in that statement because now let's say Dalton came back next week, which I don't think he will. But if he did
right.
and he started, it wouldn't be viewed as Justin Fields got benched. It would be viewed as a continuation of what was going on at the beginning of the season.
Right.
That he's not quite ready, still learning and developing. That's fine. It's a whole nother narrative if he gets benched. Now, Rob, I will say this. What I don't like hearing from Nagy is that Nick Foles, Andy Dalton, or Justin Fields could be the starter next week. Well, why is Nick Foles in the mix?
I don't know.
I mean,
know.
I
That's
guess, look,
question.
My only, to me, Rob, the only explanation, and as we said last week with Fields, maybe this is a legitimate explanation, but the only explanation for playing Foles over Fields, if Dalton's still out, is if Foles is lighting it up in practice, Rob, and the players are like, yo, I mean, this dude is way better than Fields at this point.
Right.
Because, Rob, you know, if you don't play the best guys,
people, are,
especially early season,
right.
you'll lose the locker room.
They'll be like, this is BS. We're wasting
right.
our time.
We're putting
Nick
our health
Foles,
on the line
Nick Foles
every
got
week.
A Super Bowl. He's
yep.
better than this kid. And we're not out of it yet. Or whatever it is. You know,
right.
like,
no,
like,
that's
like,
it.
Right.
You're
there
right.
comes a point where you might be out of it. And then you go, I get it. They're going to play the kid,
right.
get him some experience. But three games in, you're not out. What are they, 1-2?
One and two.
Yeah, they're 1-2.
Yeah, they're
not,
far from out of it.
They're not out of it yet.
So, yeah, that I could get that. And here, look, and I'm sure Rob agrees with me. We're not saying Justin Fields won't be any good.
No, neither of us have said that. We
right.
just said we
just,
didn't think he was ready because
yeah.
they didn't want to play him. That's all.
It's not a crime, and people don't get this all the time today, Rob. It's not a crime in your first year to not be ready as a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers sat behind, granted, a legend in Brett Favre.
But 3 years.
Pat Mahomes didn't start. They played one game his rookie year.
Yep.
You know, you can go down the line.
So some greats haven't played day one.
Yep.
And it's okay. It doesn't mean that you're not going to develop or be a star and you got to get in right away.
Right.
I say that too, and I say it about Jordan Love, Chris. If they really thought they had something – you know, with the way Aaron did stuff, they could have just been like, we're going to bite the bullet. We got our guy. You know what I mean? But I
right.
think that they know deep down, we're not sure
he
about him.
He doesn't look like, right.
Right.
I don't think they're seeing enough.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It's got to be. Otherwise, you'd be like, all right, we'll just make a
you
move.
You could have moved on. We've gone the distance with Aaron. We've,
right.
you know, we've been close, but, you know, it just hadn't worked out. Yeah, you could have moved on. You're right. You could get a lot of stuff for him.
You could have got a lot.
And so, you know, let some of these – some quarterbacks are going to come in and be ready right away. Others need time. And the ones that need time, some of them eventually might be better than the ones that start from day one. But you got to let guys develop on their own time. And I think, Rob, and I'm not an apologist for Matt Nagy. I mean, I think his seat is scorching hot, Rob. And deservedly so. That offense has been atrocious under him. All right?
Yeah.
Trubisky,
if you just
Foles,
look at the last few years,
Dalton,
terrible.
Whoever. Right. Now Justin Fields.
And you
so
remember, Foles
he could
came,
very well be gone.
Foles but, played that well in that one comeback, Chris, and then you remember they couldn't score. It was terrible.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Going to Foles would really, to me, that would be the nuclear option, Rob. Because if Dalton doesn't come back, I just stick with Fields. At this point, I stick with Fields. Unless, like I said, the players are whispering that, man, Nick Foles gives us a much better chance to win right now.
Right.
So that's the situation. It was an ugly debut. I didn't expect them to win, but I certainly didn't expect that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got two great, all-time great NFL players. Arguably the best running back to ever play in Eric Dickerson. Arguably the best defensive back to ever play in Rod Woodson. They both join us this hour.
Wow.
So it's going to be straight fire up in here. And we're going to start it off with our next guest, friend of the show, although he hadn't been on in a while. Our man, Eric Dickerson, the Hall of Famer. Eric, what's happening, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
It is great to have you on, as always. Look, we're going to get into the Rams and their big win yesterday, and we know you're, like, you know, very close with the franchise to this day, so I know you want to talk about them.
Well, he got a coach
sure
fired, you know what I mean, and turn the franchise around.
Get a coach fired. Newman got him fired.
Hey, when you went public, it was like, these got a change around here. And guess what? They changed, ED.
That's
you can
right.
say
That's
whatever
power.
You want. They
That's
changed.
That's power. But, and Eric, before we get to the Rams, I want to start here. Because tonight we got a big Monday night game with Dallas and Philadelphia. And I think one of the big storylines is, what's Ezekiel Elliott going to do? And I look, you're a nice guy. I know you're going to say he's still the same as he used to be and all that. But what I want to ask you is this. And it's not just Zeke. Nowadays, ED, Zeke's played, he had four really strong years. And a lot of people think the wear and tear, the hits have eaten him up. Le'Veon Bell had about four or five really good years, if that, in Pittsburgh, and then they get worn down. It seems like today it's rare to find a running back that does carry the ball like you did as far as the number of rushes a year. But in your seventh year, you went for 1,300-plus yards. And your first 7-8 years, you were over 1,200 yards every year. Why do you think running backs, if indeed you agree with me, running backs today seem to get worn down quicker than guys of your era?
Well, I mean, they put more emphasis on running the football back then. And they tried to keep, if a good team, they tried to keep a good offensive line in front of you. And they really honed in on running the football. That was a scheme, to run the football. Like,
right.
You know, you'd run the football, you know, 30 times this week and run it 30 times the next week.
Right.
Or 25 times. I mean, that was the big thing. I mean, now you
But wouldn't
you run
that
the ball.
Seem like you took more hits than you,
yeah,
all,
but,
pretty
but,
much
but,
all
but,
the
but,
running backs today?
But I think, you know, being a true running back, I said true back, it's a mindset. I like running the football. I want to run the football. They throw it to me, fine. But I like to run the football, to having the ball in my hand. You know, today's football player is not, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, they're just not as tough as we are mentally. Because, you know, a lot of guys are making a lot of money, and we weren't making a lot of money. And so we had to try to stay healthy, you know, play harder, you know,
That's
play longer.
And play longer.
And I would say this much here, for sure, you're talking about Zeke lost a little bit. Of course, all of us do. You know, he's never going to be that guy he was when he first came to the league, the first two or three years. You're never that guy again. I mean, even if he has a 14 to 1,500-yard season this year, you know, you're never that guy again because, you know, you have taken so many hits and things start hurting, you know. And, And then that's just the nature of the beast of football. And you know, for me, I used to love to run the ball. I like to get, they throw it to me, I'd catch it, but I liked it. That's how I was made up. And then my seventh year, I think, that's when I missed my first game, was in my seventh year. We're in Cincinnati, and I pulled a hamstring on run, scoring a touchdown. And that's when, you know, your body just starts giving out. I mean, and then being Indy, we didn't have an offensive line. They traded, the line got terrible. So, you know, and the thing, they start blaming things on the running back. Man, why? He ain't running the same. Hey, ain't no holes. Ain't no where to run. That's the thing. Right. Where to run. So you guys got to keep that in mind, too.
No doubt about it. Hey, let me ask you about last night's 49ers-Packers game. 37 seconds to go, no timeouts. Most teams are going to win that game, right? The 49ers were in position to win that game. 37 seconds, no timeouts. There aren't that many guys who can get it done like that. What did you think of Aaron Rodgers' performance?
Man, I was sitting in my kitchen watching that game, and when I saw the time, I said, it's too much time with him.
Did you?
I said, it's too much time.
They ain't even had timeouts.
If it had been 15 seconds, maybe 10, okay. 37, I said, it's too much time. And let me tell you, Rob and Chris, that throw he made, man, that was a – I don't think people realize how hard that throw is. That's a touch. That's a touch.
Is that the one to Adams in the middle of the field?
Adams in the middle of the field, right. Over the linebacker.
There's over the linebacker. You can see him, right? Yeah. He's surrounded.
Right, over the linebacker's hand, and there was a guy behind it. It was a guy to the right and the left of it. I mean, only a handful of guys could make that throw. I would say for sure Aaron Rodgers. I would sure say Tom Brady. There are players playing right now. And I would even say our quarterback, Matt Stafford. It's only in Mahomes. I think it's only a few guys can make that play. But the way he – I mean, it was just – like I say, I wasn't shocked. It was just like that. I said, when he threw that pass, I said, oh, they're going to win the football game.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Stafford because that's where I wanted to go next. I was really intrigued to see what he did against Tampa Bay because – you know, he was 8-67 against teams with winning records in Detroit. And I get it. It was Detroit. But still, they had some good seasons. They had some playoff teams. They had some good defenses. Calvin Johnson obviously was there.
They had a Hall of Fame, a first battle Hall of Fame on that team, too.
So, it wasn't – I mean, some of that was on Stafford. Were you eager to see what he did in a big game as well? Or were you completely confident going in that this dude's going to deliver – he's as good as his numbers have said he is, and no stage is too big. Because he proved something to me last night.
Man, Chris, I'm going to tell you, I've been saying from day one, this is the guy we want. I mean, if they tried to get Aaron Rodgers, honestly, I took Aaron first, but I took Matt Stafford second. And it's no doubt on that. Most definitely. Look, I've seen Matt Stafford play, not a lot, but I've seen him play, and keep this in mind. People say it's on Matt Stafford. You know, he did this, he did that, he got the numbers up. Man, he played for Detroit. I'm going to say it again. He played for Detroit. Detroit is horrible. They are terrible. He played for one of the worst, if not the worst organization in football for 13 years. That's hard to do. And be damn, probably put himself in as a Hall of Fame quarterback. Playing there, he didn't have really any weapons. I mean, and as a player, see, when you're on those bad teams, because I've been on them. I mean, you look on like, man, if I just had that, I guarantee you, he has said several times, man, if I had a coach like that, if I had an offense like that, man, if I had those weapons, you know what I could do with those weapons. And now, you know what? He has those weapons.
But let me say this, Ed, and I hear your point. I'm just saying. The Stafford craze is over the top, only from this standpoint. This is the third year out of the last four that the Rams have started 3-0. They didn't have Matthew Stafford the other couple of years, and they still started 3-0. They had, in 2018, when they went to the Super Bowl, they averaged 32.9 points, had the fifth greatest offense ever in the history of the NFL, put up all kinds of numbers. So the whole notion, like, Stafford is adding something you didn't have. That's not true. Now, your coach got undressed in the Super Bowl when they scored only 3 points and Bill Belichick put the kibosh on that offense, right? We saw. But I don't think that – and people might say, well, Stafford's better than Jared Goff. But I, even if you say that, this has always been a good offensive team the last 4 or 5 years. So that hasn't been the issue. It really, to me, comes down to when Stafford's in the biggest game. He's never won a playoff game when he's in the biggest game. And you won't know whether this is a real success or not unless he wins you a Super Bowl. That's how I look at Stafford.
Okay, I get you. But I can say this much here. Even when we had Jared Goff, and I'm not saying nothing against Jared Goff. I like Jared. He's a nice young man. But I'm going to tell you something. To me, it's all about winning football games. That's what it's about. It's not about if I like you or not. And I've always, and I don't know if you've heard me say this, he's not the guy. He wasn't the guy. A lot of it was on McVay. A lot of it was with the situation they were putting him in. They were making him look good. And I always said, when we went to the Super Bowl, I will never forget what I said. I said, man, if we just had another quarterback, we'd win this game. I said
even though they averaged 32.9 going into that?
What was it that you saw
that he was missing?
Yeah, I just can't understand that.
Everything has to be perfect for him, almost perfect for Jared Goff. You can't hit him. You can't rush him too much. If he starts off hot, he's great. I mean, if he starts off hot, I'm going to tell you, I went to Dallas to watch them play the Cowboys, I think 2 years ago. I was on the sidelines, just on the sidelines for a minute. And we got the ball first. His first pass, he threw in the ground. Overthrew Cooper Kupp, on the out route. The next one, he threw in the ground. The next one, they ran a screen, and they read it, so he threw that in the ground. My guy next to me, I said, he's done. I said, he's done for the day. He said, come on. I said, watch. The next series, you know what he did? A pick. I say, I told you, he's done. And it just went downhill from that. He's a quarterback that has to start hot. He has to. If not, it's going to be bad. It's very rare. I saw him do it once. One time. He started off bad and came back and played great. That was in New Orleans when we went to the Super Bowl. That game right there. That was the only game I ever saw him do it. So for me, we've always been right there. We just needed that guy that McVay doesn't have to coddle. Like, okay, it's 15 seconds. I need to talk to the quarterback. You don't have to do that as Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford, like, I've been here. I've done this before. He just hasn't had all the weapons. Stafford's he hasn't had the coaching.
But he hasn't won a playoff game either. They were in three playoff games.
Teams go to playoffs. Teams go to playoffs and still are not good teams. They shouldn't be there.
I get that.
That's the Detroit Lions. They've been in the playoffs, but they shouldn't have been in the playoffs. They were never a favorite in the playoffs.
No, I get that. But if Stafford doesn't win in the playoffs, it'll be a different tune. We'll see. We'll wait.
Okay,
we'll see.
I'm telling you.
We will.
I tell you, I just when I saw even yesterday when you watched McVay on the sideline, he was like a little kid. You know McVay's. You know how he's in it.
Right.
He's like a ball of energy. He's like a ball of energy. I think his excitement was, man, I got it. I don't have to worry about. I got to guide him all the way down the field in the big game. You know, I'm not worried about him throwing a pick at the wrong time. I'm not worried about him. You know, they rush and he throw it over his shoulder and they pick it. You know, that's been the frustration. I mean, like I said before, guys, I've said it openly. You know, and I got bashed for it. I said, man, he's just not the guy. I mean, and nothing against him personally, but he's not. He wasn't the guy. I mean, and you'll see. I'm not saying that we're gonna win the Super Bowl this year. But I guarantee you.
He has to win.
Well, I wanted to ask you that.
Hold on. If we stay healthy, if we can keep our team healthy, and you know what healthy is, you know, if you're 70-80% healthy, that's good.
Right.
If we keep our team healthy, I think we'll be there for sure.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you. This was your prediction. So you got them winning the Super Bowl assuming they're healthy.
So if we're healthy, it's no way we don't win. I don't feel.
All right, I want to bet you 100 wings from Wingstop on that bet.
You got. So who are you taking? Are you taking Tampa?
I'm taking that. It won't be the Rams coming out of the NFC. They will not.
Like you gotta give him a name.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Oh man, come on. No. Green Bay. No. No, that ain't gonna happen. Okay. I like that.
There it is.
Okay.
100 wings.
100 wings from Wingstop. We're on it.
100 wings from Wingstop.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Eric. Thanks, man. As always, we appreciate it, brother.
Hey, bro. Good talking to you, brother.
Yep.